We're not going to go into closed session at this point in time. So, do you want to go ahead and present?
Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
So I've met with a few of you guys. This is you, my name's Kyle Lamb. I'm the new program manager for SPUA Trails.
What's your name?
Kyle Lamb. My job is to put on programs and activities between the 74 communities and the city of New York. That's specifically where I was hiding for. One of the first things that I started when I came here was to see where we could be the best benefit or improvement into city, council, county, municipalities. With that being said, we did make some original changes, and one of them are in front of you. One of the specific things we heard back, especially from Spirit Trail, was people didn't know where to find stuff to do in the towns. So whether that was lodging, dining, etc., they just couldn't find it. So what we did, besides Google, was we added every single place to eat or dining establishment to them, along with their phone numbers, so that they could reach out to them. So these are our new maps that went out as of last month. And anybody who comes into town will have these, and that is in conjunction along with the St. Paul one as well. So that's just one that I wanted to throw out to you guys. Second thing is, I have worked with Jimmy, and we are still waiting to see if we get the grant for you guys in Park over here. I'm excited to hear you guys are full because that was a lot of money on there. So if we get the grant, we have more money now to fix up the park on other things. Third thing is VDOT has temporarily granted us adopted street privileges for the 4.5 mile stretch here through town, heading out towards our trailhead and heading the opposite direction behind the parties. So we will be recording to them, and we will be doing their street cleanups as negotiated with them through the contracts.
Okay, so you're saying that you now have permission from VDOT to use that secondary access road to the road behind Hardy's, correct?
Not necessarily to use it, but to clean, yes.
Okay, is that going to be able to get riders down to the camp or the campgrounds?
It's not a community friendly. This is not the street. This is just for trash cleanup.
They're doing trash cleanup.
It has nothing to do with the ATVs or anything like that.
They're not going down through straight.
It's like adopting.
Why not? Give you something to work on.
Yeah.
But the one thing I am working on, and this is why I had a point from the board today, is on August 29th from 7 to 10 p.m., St. Paul has pretty much granted us permission to do a evening ride. Not be a night ride. In August, the sun is still out, so we're hoping that most of the day will be done inside of daylight sections. With that being said, I know the board and the town has an executive order or a law stating that ATVs cannot be ridden on public access streets and roads after the hours of dusk. What I'm here to put forth and to ask to be put onto next month's agenda is for a call to vote for a one-time agreement to that law from the hours of 7 to 11 from the Dan Hall Mountain Pass to the Spearhead Trails connection. Altogether, it's about 1 mile by the time you come down the road and cut back over. You pass about 14 individual houses, by the way.
From Dan Hall to the Spearhead Trail entrance, is that where you're?
Correct.
Right.
That would be outside
okay,
of
that's outside of our.
Sorry?
It's outside of corporation limits. So you need to go to Wise County.
He's talking about running through here.
No. You're asking for the trail, the riders, to be able to exit the trail, head there in Banner, and come down on the road and go to Dan Hall, to the parking area there.
Yeah, so we start
that little section area. Yeah.
It still is a public domain street. Which yeah.
Right, and it belongs to the county. That part is in the county.
Oh, so it's not actually a city at all?
That part is not.
No, that would go under Wise County. The only thing that would affect you guys with the force, you know, we're concerned, I mean, I have no problems with them coming on into town until 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But from, you know where the corporation sign is going toward the trailhead? Okay, you go past East End Auto, you know where that's at. You go across the straightaway, and then you make a kind of an S curve. There's a two-story older home on the left-hand side with a huge tree in the middle of the yard. Do you know what I'm talking about? Right past there, maybe, what, 100 feet, is the end of Corporation Lands. So from that point into the Spearhead Trail entryway would be county roads.
But I don't have a problem on the August 29th.
I have a problem coming up into town.
If they need to come into town, like they've parked their vehicles here and they need to come into town between till 11 to get their vehicles, I don't have a problem granting that.
Yeah, but the only thing we can do is to end the corporation limits, which what I'm hearing here is we don't have a problem with that at all.
No.
But from that point on, you know, you've got to get, and I'm assuming you've already got Wise County permission anyway. So you're fine.
So you're good there, and do we need to vote that?
Just put it on the agenda for July and expect it to happen.
Yeah, we'll vote for them to be able to use the designated roads through town if they need to get gas, go to Subway, get some food, you know, if they need to do any of those things, we'll be good with it for a waiver that night.
Cool. Then the other half of that is Nature Conservatory has given this for the whole on the system. So that is St. Paul and Coburn, which means, technically speaking, you guys have a date in which you guys can choose from now until the end of the year that you guys can host a night ride. And we would charge $5, $10 for this. Proceeds would go to you guys, to your choosing, however you receive it. St. Paul is doing theirs, obviously, on August. You guys, just so you know, what day works for you.
We could do one, and the proceeds, they go to the park.
They go to the park, they go to any other municipality, they go help you buy a truck, and go
everywhere.
Can you
raise enough money for a garbage truck?
That's like a lot of riders.
Yeah. No, I'd be more inclined to put that over to the park.
I would tell you right now, St. Paul one has about 44 individuals that have officially said that they would come. We're expecting about $7 a head from those people. So it gives you a ballpark of what you could possibly get out of that.
What I would suggest is, you know, letting him and Jimmy work together on a date on this thing and then bring it back to council. And, you know, I think warmer weather is going to be better. Guess River Rally is still kind of up in the air.
I think a fall date would be great in October.
We're taking money from Guess River Rally.
I know.
I think the ride to Mountain View is gorgeous in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's gorgeous anytime.
It is, but I think with the foliage, if we could hit that, would be awesome. Just my thought.
Will we talk to Jimmy?
Talk to Jimmy.
You guys, and then put it on the agenda, whatever you guys need for July.
For August.
Let's get it done.
Are you retiring?
August 29th.
No, July meeting.
Sorry, I made you say all that.
Yeah. I just thought you were a visitor. Just next time, say, hey, wait a minute.
You can call or come by.
The
10th
will be open.
The
10th. And by the way,
I'll let you in, though.
You guys bring out a lot of traffic into town. I applaud you for that, and you guys have worked very closely with the town. I hope we've worked closely with you guys. We appreciate you being here. And, you know, look forward to a long-term relationship with you guys.
We appreciate you letting us take up the back room. And how much we really appreciate that, so.
Even if we disconnect your camera when we go into closed session.
I ran them out of the room this morning.
I just asked it's the power plug back on the body, and then I don't have to fall off the top.
Okay, do we need to read back in closed session, Will?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then I'll make a motion for the second time that we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-371188 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor entering back into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're in closed session.